This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Impact Fusion International. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol IFUS. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Mark Walther. Mark, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you back. Real quick, for my new listeners, give us an about statement. What do you guys do over there at Impact Fusion?
At Impact Fusion, everything that we do involves Nutramastic. And Nutramastic is goes into our intact digest line, goes into our animal feed line, SGP, goes into pet intact, canine intact, feline intact, all the way through. And if it doesn't have that in there, then we don't have the product. So it's very, very specific. And it helps digestion. That's the key to everything we do. And there's a lot of similarities between animals and humans that we were all made with. And that is addressed by intact nutrition. And the word intact, just briefly, means it's a medical word that means everything is brought back to normal. So as not normal as we are in our diets, it helps you bring it back to normal, and you get the nutrition that you need, or helps you get the nutrition in the food you eat.
Excellent. Mark, since we last spoke with you in March of earlier this year, what is the feedback from the ranchers using SGP Plus?
Well, as all salespeople would say, it's positive, but it is positive. You can see it on when you go onto our Twitter account, you can see it, and as you go to our YouTube account. Now take a look at our Twitter account. There's a guy that I met with this morning. We'll call him Carl. That's his name. And he has a small ranch, and he went to the Louisiana Ranchers meeting the other day, and he had a lot of good feedback. And so he came in and bought a four super sack system that he purchased it, and then he went home. So he came in at 7 o'clock. In the morning, and by 10:30, I had video, and you can see the video on Twitter. And if anybody says, "Will they eat it?" They absolutely will. And I think he sent it to me. It's kind of like, "Wow, this is great." And now, the thing that is surprising everybody is the high cost of feeding their cattle. So,
sure.
The question is, how they receive it. I got one guy that's got 100 head of Brangus, which is a type of black Angus, but with a mixture. And he was telling me that, you know what, I'm at like 350 a head. I don't know if I can stay in the business. I think I'm going to let my cows go. And you know what that means? He's going to call the herd. And I said, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you take and use our product? Because he uses a lot of hay. He goes all the way to Arkansas for hay. And why don't you take and use our product along with a protein source and get rid of the hay and see if we can make some money? And so he did, and he told me the other day that he went from 350 a head per day down to 45 cents.
Wow.
Now, these ranchers are businessmen. They understand that. And the high cost of grain, I mean, 40% of the grain comes out of the Ukraine. Well, they're not growing much there. And so the bottom line is that we help a rancher with something that is a renewable I mean, sugar cane is something that nobody uses it for anything. It piles up. And it's loaded with lignin, which is a protein source if you can unlock it. And so now we step in and we can start reducing the line items that are in what a rancher is feeding. For instance, line items like minerals. Hey, we got that. We got all 70 ionic minerals and trace minerals. Mm-hmm. Mastic, they don't use mastic, but it kills bacteria. We have proof of that. And when you start going down the line, like hay is huge, and it's a huge cost, and it's getting bigger. The bottom line is that if you can get hay, you're going to pay a high price. So right now you'll see that there are a lot of cattle that are being culled. We all know what that means. And what ends up happening is that the price of beef at the store will be not acceptable but down. But when you go to sell your cattle right now, it's not exactly a good price. I had one rancher told me that he took his young cows to be sold. They're at about 700 pounds, and he brought them back. The price was so low. So
oh, wow.
My opinion is that by September, when all the grass is gone and the hay is hard to get or gone, because you got to remember, a guy that's cutting 10 cuts of hay, and the last one's usually not too good, he's lucky to get two. And the guy that I'm talking about tells me, he says, I can't believe how many people aren't cutting hay. So
wow.
The bottom of it is that as these cattle have a tougher time, as the ranchers are having a tougher time getting feed for the cattle, that it's like the old lead ball. When I was a young kid, I had a guy named John who used to tell me, he said, selling a new product is like pushing a lead ball. It takes a lot of energy to push that lead ball. But if you have a good product, eventually that ball is going to roll, and you better get out of the way. And I think of him all the time, because that is this. If we can show them, and we are, that this is a better product, that they will eat it, and they will gain weight. I mean, you see it in the ribs and in the hips. So, and then young cattle that are coming off the mama, not only are they healthier coming off the mama, because we double the milk produced, isn't that great? And
right.
doesn't everybody, human or animal, get their immune system from the mama? That's true. So we've got a lot of good results from and reactions from the cattlemen. And as they start noticing us and they have a harder time getting hay and so forth and feed, any kind of grain and so forth, they're going to start moving towards us. The ball's going to roll towards us.
Mark, so let's switch gears here. So, you know, the cattle are doing better and taking this product. Let's talk about the output of that product. What do manure patties in the fields tell you? And can you help me understand manure scoring?
Yeah, and if you go into our website, you'll see the report that our science group did. And there's a guy a professor that actually did manure scoring from 1 to 5. 1 being the worst and 5 not being that good. Number 3 is where you want to go. So I look at things as a businessman, no matter what business I've been in, and I look at results. If I have an input, what's the results?
Right.
So if I take a number 1 patty, it is a patty that usually shows up when you're eating grass, and it has an inadequate protein, inadequate carbohydrates, and low quality of fiber. I learned that when I was out in the field with the scientist, and he grabbed my arm and pulled me over to the right. And then this cow exploded, and I thanked him very much for doing that. But that was a cow that had a number 1 patty. Not good. If you're not absorbing it into the small intestine, then your cow's not getting nourishment. So now we switch over to a number 5, the opposite end. That is a patty that you've got. It's the least desirable. It's a dry patty, which indicates you've got poor quality of forage. You got inadequate protein. You got carbohydrates with low quality fiber and undigestible lignin. Now, what is lignin? Well, bagasse is filled with lignin. SGP is one of the products that it goes into. And lignin is the stiff part of a plant that is vegetable protein. And it's what the cow is really, and all of us were really meant to eat was vegetable protein. It's the best kind. So what we're finding is that we help give a cattleman the platform to bring about a number three patty. Why is that important? Well, number one, when you have a number three patty with us, you don't smell any manure. You don't smell any urine. And we've also found that through science lately that there are no flies. And
well, that's
good. I mean, if you look at a cow, they're inundated by flies. They get disease. And if there's no furfural, which is a product that flies look for in a patty, and if there's furfural, which is undigested lignin, which I just told you what that was, it will not lay the larva. So if it doesn't lay the larva, then there is no flies. It doesn't mean there won't be any flies, because you have things that are on a ranch that will attract larvae from a dead carcass to whatever. But if you can eliminate flies, it's huge. But the biggest part is that if you're getting a number three patty, it indicates to you that you've got the proper protein percentage. And your total digestive nutrients are for protein and energy are right there. Now, if I've got a number three patty, science tells us that you've got a 12 to 15% protein source. Because wow. I always get asked by everybody, "What's your protein source?" Well, you know what? How's your cow digesting right now?
Right.
You know, I could give you a whole lot of protein. And you're going to end up with a number five or a patty or something in between. If you're not producing a number three, then it really doesn't matter what my protein source is, because you're not digesting. It's not getting through the rumen, and which is part of the four stomachs, and it's not getting into the small intestine. So if it doesn't get to the small intestine properly, it comes out in all different kinds of forms. But the key is, it's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. So so we give you that platform to go to a number three patty. We see it pretty quick. We've got a test ranch up in Jefferson, Texas that, no smell, no urine smell, no flies. Cattle are looking good. And if you want to see if a cattle is healthy or not, look at its hips and its ribs. So in the video I was telling you about, the guy that picked up this morning, look at their ribs and their hips, they're bony. And I plan on that changing, but watch it for yourself, because I'll have follow-up video. So what we're offering the cattlemen is a chance to get a platform to make profit, because isn't that why we're all in business?
Absolutely. We're speaking of profits, you kind of mentioned this earlier, but I want to drill down into the lack of and high cost of hay. How are ranchers, both cattle and dairy, going to deal with this, especially with the high costs looming by the end of August? Because they are businessmen, as you mentioned. What's the forecast on this? Like, what's your expert opinion?
Well, I can only tell you what the ranchers are telling me and what the dairymen are telling me. I was up at a dairy meeting up in Canada, and they all talk the same thing, but I see industries that if they're not making the profit they want, you start seeing a consolidation. So in dairies, what the cattlemen are telling me, the ranchers are telling me that there's going to be a consolidation. So you'll have less owners and owning the same amount of cattle. Now let's go to your original question. What are they going to do about the hay? They really don't know. They are looking around. They look at you with big eyes, like, "I can't believe the price of hay, and it's going up." Well, you know what? You haven't seen anything yet. So, but how about if you could use SGP Plus and not use any hay? Well, that'd be great. What's yours cost, you know, per ton? Well, we're at about 150 to 160 a ton. Now, keep in mind, it's a commodity, so the more people want it, the more it's going to go up in price, but not like hay. There is plenty of bagasse, renewable, and there's plenty of our product that goes into it. We're the only plant in the world that does what we do, and I'm proud to say that. So it's we were talking about the lead ball before. I think the lead ball is rolling, and you better get out of the way. And so what cattlemen are doing is replacing the hay with SGP. And the bottom line is that they use a protein source that can be as much as 20%, but that's more of a comfort thing than anything else. And I see them reducing it as they feel more comfortable. And they're also using other vegetable proteins that, number one, we're absorbing now. So if I'm giving you a number three patty, and at number three, science tells you you get between 12 and 15% crude protein, then, and you can eliminate the hay. I mean, I just ticked off a lot of things on your profit and loss sheet, including minerals. You don't have to use minerals. I got plenty of minerals. You don't have to use any other product that I won't name any names that help you increase the protein absorption. And it gets back to real simple. You got to remember the old ranchers from 100 years ago, and I just read a book called Soil, and it was actually written in 1950. But they will tell you that the cattle get their protein from bacteria that dies on the hay. So it's a protein. But we got all these supplements or these crude protein supplements that we put into the total feed, and all it does is add cost. And so when I get people to ask me, crude protein, what's your crude protein? Well, tell me about how you're feeding right now. Tell me about the health of your cow. Do you think you're absorbing it? What kind of cow pies you get? You getting a number three? Oh, then they're not absorbing it. You getting smell? Well, they're not absorbing it. So what is the big thing with dairies and all cattlemen? They want to get rid of CO2 gas. Well, get rid of the methane. And you get rid of the methane, which we do. That's what causes the CO2 to be reduced. Then you've got a big step that doesn't cost a lot. And there is no, this isn't a multi-million dollar addition to your cost.
Folks, you've been listening to Mark Walther. He's the CEO of Impact Fusion International. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol IFUS. Check out their website. It's impactfusionbrands.com to drill down into some of the content that Mark has been breaking down for us today. I'll tell you what, Mark, I'm going to want to see you back in the next 30 to 90 days as we get more data in on the, you know, the hay prices and how you guys are serving that market. But in the meantime, what's the takeaway for today? What do you want to leave my listeners with?
The big thing is that if you're not achieving the number three patty, as crude as that sounds, then you're not achieving the crude protein that you're acquiring to allow your cattle to gain weight. Let's face it, cattle gain weight, that's how we make money. And so what I'm telling you is give us a chance. Yes, they will eat it. Look at the Twitter videos and the YouTube videos, and you'll see they eat it. And it works. There's nothing that I'm telling you that doesn't work. Just ask the ranchers.
Mark, thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I look to talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.